Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. The truth is kept secret, swept under the rug. love. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on, now, what's the truth, y'all? Come on, now, what's the love, y'all? It's a
long time coming, but I know they all come. Oh, yes,
that is God as we think they are, these kids becoming the good old days for children. But what else do you know? Try to remember. The kind of gift you give us when life is so.
Thank you. Thank you. searching for that open door. okay?
Daddy, he doesn't look like you.
Thank you. Shaitan Rajim.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Lightmeen Rahman Rahim. Maliki Omitin. Iyakana Buddhiyakana Sahim. Edini Sirato Mustaki. Sirato Ladina Andor Lehil. God we may do be a lame while darling I mean. Seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, and sustainer of all the worlds. Allah is most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. I mean, let me greet our audience in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply mean, may God peace be upon you, and it obligate you and I both to keep the peace. We say there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, who is the seal of the prophet, meaning there's no more prophet to come. Christ Jesus said that one will come after him and lead us in all truth. And Jesus said he had to go away in order for this one to come. If the world were teaching that, we wouldn't have all the racism that you see in the world today. But they hold that back. They hold that idea about God back, that God came, and God came in a person. God walked the earth. All these lies have been told on God. So we here to set the record straight. And who can set it most greater than the one who's been under the lies? Ain't nobody been under the lies and under these lies that we have been under. These lies have caused us lose hope and value in ourselves. And the proof of that, we own nothing as a people. As a people throughout American community, we own nothing. We hardly own. We used to own grocery stores. We used to own gas stations. We used to own cleaners, place to clean our clothes, and places to eat that we go and sit down and eat. We even had drugstores. We had over 11 different schools of medicine. All that went away. All that is about gone. Why? Because the lie that had been told, the lie that had been given to the world, had finally reached his peak. Anytime you tell people that God got a son, God's son came in the image of the people that stole us, came in the image of the people who took the land away from the Native Americans, and then tell the people that these are God's chosen people. Long as you tell them a lie like that, the problem that we have as human family will always be there. God do not have any sons. God don't have a wife because God is not a man. God tell us to get married, have children, be productive. This world tell us not to have no children. Matter of fact, this world tell us since God made us a man, God made us we're a man, then God made a mistake. We should put on a dress and become a woman. This is what they're saying in the world, through the movies, the magazines, through the TV, through the schools that they have put up. On the Illuminati, in just about every public school that you can find, Illuminati mean that they are people who have no love and faith in the creator of this creation. They have no love for humanity. So we have to get rid of this. And the only way we can get rid of this is go to the final revelation. The first revelation, the revelation that came before the final revelation, had been corrupt. We're not made in the, no one is made in the image of God. If you were not made in the image of your mother or your father, then you are made in the image of Adam, or the first woman, or the first man, but never made in the image of God. God is too big to be put into any image. God, Allah, is one who lives, and he never dies. We come here to get a record, and then after the, we have that record, and after we've been on this earth so long, when God gets tired of being on this earth, he brings us in one way or the other. We either come willingly or unwillingly. We live to die. And the best way to die is to go home and go to sleep and don't wake up. That's dying. But if you go out in the streets and you mess around and you get in the wrong place, somebody killed you, then you didn't die. You got killed. You was murdered. Or you can take stuff that you ain't supposed to be putting in your system, like drugs, alcohol, all kind of devices that they got on the market, and that kill you, then you have killed yourself. If you smoke cigarettes, you are working on killing yourself. You're working on, you're using drugs, you're working on taking your life early. It's as simple as that. No doctor should have to tell you that. So many people before us have went down that road, and they have died from medicine. They have died from drugs and cigarettes. Some people get cigarettes, smoke cigarettes, and get cancer. Doctor tells them they got cancer, but they can't stop smoking. But they will tell you they are their own man. They'll tell you nobody tells them what to do. But that cigarette has took all the lungs, killed their lungs, and they had to use a tank, a breathing tank, to stay alive. So we live in a day of time where truth is on the scene. And this truth comes to the rejected and spies more than any people. And once the rejected and spies chain start being productive, start repeating with the big people in this earth, with billing and putting things together, owning homes, owning factories, once the little man come up and start doing that, then all the evil that these other people are bringing about will go away. Allah said it. Allah said he's going to take the rejected and despised. And you, that don't fit nobody in this world, more so than the so-called African-American who is struggling for identity. Nobody but us. So we, once we come into the truth, once we bite people to the truth, and we can't say who know what. We don't know who know what. We don't know who love who. Only Allah knows that. Only Allah can see the heart. But all, every human being got an opportunity to come into this, come to this way. But the human being have been led away so far away from this way, then they're going to take people who got patience, who got love, who got understanding, and don't mind sharing the truth. Just like Jesus said, know the truth. Once the people know the truth, then the judgment sets on them. Once they come into truth, because many of them have not heard the truth. Many of them keep hearing lies after lies. And we have to be the one who tells them truth. Look how they lied on us. We are terrorists. We're the most peace-loving people that this world has ever seen. We love good people, like Allah said. He loved those who do right. That's who Allah loves, and that's what we're trying. We're trying to get along with those who do right, no matter what they look like or what ethnic group they might think they're in. Because all that coming to an end. Almighty God is working. Almighty God is doing great things, like many Caucasians having dark skin babies. Some Caucasians having twins. One of the twins is dark, and one of them a little light. One of them, One of them brown skinned and one of them pink. But they look more Caucasian and more African than one that dark skinned. So Allah doing this. He know who he wants on this earth. And Allah do what he please and do the best thing that pleases human beings. So many Caucasian people are having dark skinned babies. And what do? They kill their husband of fornication with an African-American. But when they go to the doctor, when they go take that DNA test, the DNA test come back and no, that's your son. Because we all come from Adam. And Allah say, he the one who put people on this earth, and he the one take the people off this earth. So he know who he want on this earth. And we see that some people have messed this earth up. And the people who have messed this world up is one who was told they was white. They the one dropped the bomb. They the one destroyed the buffalo. They the one did stole people and worked them. They the one made people hate the color of their eyes and the color of their skin. They the one made people wish they had other people know. Why? Because they put an image of God in front of the people. Don't look like all people. So this is what happened. That's what Allah said. Don't make no image of him. Don't make nothing in the skies, in the water, and on land. He said, this is the creator. This is God. He said, don't do it. First commandment and the second commandment of the Ten Commandments. And Satan have got the people to break all them commandments. Huh? Love thy neighbor. The Caucasian said, they can't love you because you black and they white. And they are not black, and I'm not white. Black. They're not white, and they have been blinded, and they want me to continue to be blind. Allah said the blind cannot lead the seeing. The seeing must lead the person who is blind. And they are very blind. Talking about got along with that so long in the world. They are white people. Ain't no such thing as no white people. Black people to bring me some white people, and they ain't brought none yet because they can't find none, because the creator of this creation did not make any. He did not make any black. He said, yeah, there's some people who are dark. If you live in the hot sun for millions of years, your skin can't be nothing but dark. You live in Europe all them years, your skin will lighten up. Because once you take a bath, ain't nothing to turn your skin back dark. Ain't nothing there in that dark environment to put melatonin back in your body. So the truth is here today. And Allah is the truth. And Allah sees and knows all things. He done bless us all with this great knowledge from Al-Quran. And all the people that who teach that book, all they got to do is add what the prophet said, do for yourself, to make jobs. It's best to give a person a job than give him some bread and some fruit and stuff. Give him a job and he can take care of himself. All the prophets taught that. They ain't taught that's give, that's help. The Quran and the Bible said the hand, the overhand is the best hand. And the underhand is the left hand, because it's always want to receive something. But teach a man how to fish, and he can take care of his family. You fish for him, and you will take care of him, and he will never want to venture out and do for himself. So this is the day and time that the human being got to learn how to do for himself, come together, because these people are making robots to take the people jobs. They're making robots. They're creating robots. Them rich people are coming up with the robot. The rich people trying to get to the moon, trying to get to a planet that they can make safe, but they can blow this one up and come back and take it over. Don't tell me it ain't thinking about that. Nobody loves us because we don't love each other. Until we start truly loving each other, when you see people loving each other, they support each other. They find ways. We don't make excuses for not to support each other. We rather buy cheer and tie before we buy true detergent. We rather go buy somebody else wiping powder who's going to take that money once we give it to them and go out and give that money to Trump to be a dictator over us. Procter & Gamble. They support this evil man. So when we cut off the blood, when we cut off the thigh, when we cut off the tail, and the tail comes about as long as we support these evil people with our money, that making them strong to keep the evil ways they got. They keep them evil ways because they always got our money, because they don't have to go out and sweat. They know we're going to bring our money back to them. That day got to come to an end with all people. All people must learn not to support evil, no matter what they call themselves. We all brothers and sisters of each other. We all come from Adam. And people of Adam all to be working together to get rid of evil. The ex-president, Donald Trump, was in the highest office at one time. But when you get in office like that, you have to be the best example for the people that put you in there. You're supposed to be a decent and honest person. But when you don't be decent and honest and you get in that position, you should, and you mess up, you should never be allowed to get in that position no more. You should be banned from that business because you tried to mess this country up. You tried to mess the people up in the land over this country. And this world owed us, that African American. They completely owed us. And they didn't owe us. Why did they give Israel all of that money, billions of dollars every year? How do Israel earn that kind of money? We see what they do with that kind of money. They take advantage of their neighbor. They fight. They become a power over their neighbor. If they destroy their neighbor, what do you think they're going to do next if they keep getting power? They're going to come here and try to destroy the people that have a dark skin and curly hair. Why? Because that's the kind of people they are. God gave them an opportunity to be the best of them for the world, and they blow it. They throw it away. They swung it away. They use it. They didn't use it. They abused it. And now Allah has taken off of them and given it to a new people. And those new people are the people who said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Dan Rasulullah. These are the new people that have been given the opportunity to remake this world. Until we see ourselves as that, we see ourselves as every lie that you can imagine have come to us. We've been fighting. We went overseas and fought for our freedom. We ain't never been overseas fighting for our freedom. We went over there and fought for these rich people. We went over there to keep a job, to keep ourselves somewhat free, to get some extra money. But we didn't go and fight no for our freedom. We went and fought for somebody else to be dictators over somebody else. And that's what we have to say. We got to stop telling lies. We joined the army. We joined the Navy. We fought for our freedom. We ain't fought for our freedom since we ain't fought for our freedom since we really been here. We've been trying to struggle to get them freedom. But when you say we fought for our freedom, we ain't never fought for our freedom. The only way we have ever tried to fight for our freedom is not support our own. That's when we fight for our freedom. When we buy chicken and goat and lamb, and when we own the land we live on, and when we own the neighborhood, when we control the neighborhood with people that have our sensitivity, that cares about us, when we have justice in the court, of our own court, we can find justice. There's no big fine that a man give you a parking ticket and send you to prison for a parking ticket. That will never happen in our controlled neighborhood. We've charged the person according to that and won't be over the amount that he can afford. And we'll be just and fair to everybody. Nobody will get away because they are entertainment or football player or they know somebody. No, that will never happen. The justice should roll down for everybody, and everybody the same. That's what Allah said. Allah said he loves all of us that do right. So all we got to do is come together and continue to work together and change it. and not be afraid of the criticism coming from the criticizer. We can move out. Huh? We can't have that we got a community and we own none of the business or none of the profits, making none of the profit coming out of that neighborhood. Everybody come into our neighborhood taking all the profit out. That's like going to a gold mine. All these businesses represent gold mines. And everybody is working on getting our gold set up. Everybody's taking the gold out of our neighborhood but us. And this has got to stop. Ain't nobody going to never respect us when we pay for our own demise. We pay for our own destruction. Nobody going to never love us until we love each other. And when we stop giving these people our money, then we can see the true love for each other. We can feel the reality for each brother. Right now, we just spinning our wheel. We ain't going nowhere but backwards. Everybody going forward but us. So let's work on this. Let's work to change this ugly picture that we have to look at every day of our life. Our brothers and sisters sleeping out on the street with their children, sleeping in cars, trying don't have enough money to pay or get a rental place. These people don't run to rent up $1,200, $1,500. Where did they get that from? They got it from Donald Trump. Donald Trump told them to do. The rent told Donald Trump said told them to buy all the property up and rent it back to us. And he said it himself, he don't know why these niggas so hard on him. It's what the man said. Called us all niggas. So here's a man don't mind calling us niggas. They don't train our children to come back and sing us underground by calling us niggas. These rappers, they got paid to sing those 50 songs to us, and our children go there and listen to them. We talking about that's a style. That music should be never come into your home. That kind of music, rap music, singing, call women B's and H's, calling people niggas and everything else. And then if you got a dog, you shouldn't let your dog hear that kind of music in your house, huh? But the dog got somewhere to stay. The dog got nice, beautiful home they living in, and our people out on the street, and we talking about we free. Sleeping on the street, sleeping on a bench, sleeping in abandoned houses. And this big, rich country boasts about how much money they got, how they treat, what kind of treatment they give all the citizens to other people overseas. But when they look deep, they see they're mistreating a portion of the citizen, especially the African American. And then they using the church, using these preachers to lie to us. Keep lying to our people, and our people keep going back, getting lies and getting false hope coming from these lying preachers that tell a lie that somebody died for their sin, but they will not go down to a courthouse and tell not one judge that somebody died for their sin. It's a joke. Black lives matter. They don't care about no black life or no life that look like they life. Huh? So let's wake up. When we don't supposed to be woken up, then we are not supposed to be blind. We supposed to be able to see. And we supposed to not letting the blind continue to leave us blind. Huh? We got an email. We got somebody that loves us. Let them tell it. He said, follow the prophet. The prophet spoke good, talking about the spiritual aspect of religion. On the second half, the prophet talked about business. Huh? And matter of fact, once it was over, they go to their business. They don't go to somebody else's business. When it's over, we go back to the people that we work for, and that's not our business. So we see what the prophet brought to us, what they were doing, but we are doing nothing like they said they are doing. And that's African-American in this country. They don't come together with their lawyers, and they getting reparations. They getting their paid for the land that these people stole from them. They got the proof of their ancestors had these lands, and these people, these Caucasian people, these ungodly people, took it from them and put them off their land. And now they are taking these people to court, and they're getting paid. They're getting their land back. They're getting money. They're getting money for their land that they were taken from. So they owe us. And anybody should be getting reparations, that should be us. And the people talking about, well, I don't think they're old or nothing. They can't give us anything. You've got to be out of your mind. They can go to the moon. They can put money back in your bank account for what they did to all our ancestors. That's the only way you're going to cure that problem. That's the only way we're going to catch up. If we catch up from money that they owe us, and they must pay up in order to make things right. So anybody else who would like to say anything, all you got to do is match one, come into the queue. We are here. We're running late for an hour or so. No one on. Now all of a sudden there's people on. See somebody on, raise their hand. Let me bring Brother Muhammad from Columbus up. See what he's going to add to this great talk we're having tonight on this Rock Talk radio station. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, by the way, of Columbus, Georgia. Uzu billahi min shaitan ni rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ala illaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammad ar-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah very much for blessing us to be on this message of concern. And I thank Allah much of the platform that you just laid out, because it makes it easier to come in and support what you're saying and share also that there's a reason why Allah, the creator of everything, if he tell a people, let there come out of you of that situation, like he told Musa, told Ibrahim to come out the far, like he told Lot to come out of Gomorrah, like he said in many places in the history that he has revealed to us of how people hear and obey or hear and disobey, or they get in between the two and become, like they say in the church, not on the law. We have to remember that he said, let there come out of you a band of people. And we heard this in America. We wasn't in France. We wasn't in Germany. So when we heard this Quran tell this to us in our level of mercy he has given us on some level that we were on, but all of us who have said, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad ar Rasulullah, know that we have heard that command. Let there come out of you a band of people. And you know the rest. So we heard it here in America. And we know that Shaitan is trying to influence this kind of corruption and shaming of the human being on all parts of this earth. And Allah has sent this Quran through many ways beyond the human reality, so that we all hear the same thing in our sincerity to want to meet our creator and be what we was created to be, and not be a slave, not be an animal, not be a homosexual, not be a murderer, not be a thief, etc. We want to be what we want to be. Now, knowing that Allah has all of this ability to do whatever he want to do, if he tell us to let there come out of you a band of people out of France, out of England, out of Africa, out of Alaska, and come together as one community, he's also telling us that if you try to do it any other way other than out of Islam and other than the way of coming together as believers who forbid what is wrong and don't let it come nowhere near, even if we had to do like Ibrahim, our life and our death was all for Allah, for doing that. And to establish what is halal, only what Allah permits. He said, and don't fall victim to fornication of knowledge, fornication of false friendship, fornication of false relationships. Don't become adulterated people to where you don't know which way you're going and you do everything. Thank you, a man, when you're a woman. Thank you, a woman. Thank you, man. You're willing to be lost in every bit of your creation. He says to us, that's what that dude will do to us. That's why I'm guiding you out of it. For many other reasons. But that reason right there, he has made clear to us. So I don't know why we expect in an environment like where we are in the United States of America with all of this corruption, immorality, craziness, hard-headedness, death and destruction, that we think that this is what Allah wants us to do. This is where Allah wants us to be when he told us to get out of it. And he said, right in the same place, if you do and hear obey me, I will protect you so that you can develop your own share of the dunya right here in the United States, right here in Saudi Arabia, right here in Africa, right here in France, wherever the believers are. You can establish your share of that dunya and not let the world make you deviate, make you contaminate and develop a relationship with an artificial reality of what is right and wrong. What is God? What is the devil? What is this? What is that? He said you will be lost if you do that. So we're sitting here asking in Allah and our du'as, and that's what saved us. Our prayers is the only reason why it helped us to remember Allah, and Allah in return for remembering him, he remembers us, and so far he's been protecting us. But he's not going to coerce us, force us to live with the white man when he know who the white man. He created that white man, or what we call the white man, or the Caucasian, or the devil. Whatever we see, he is. If he say leave it alone, that's what he means. That is best for us. That is best for the believers. And no, every human being ain't a lost command. Allah said hell's gonna be full. He's already told us he's gonna fill hell up with human beings. So. Or whatever we're going to be when that happens. But you're going to the hellfire for purification. He's only talking about the believers. Now, we're still immature and so confused in this environment that we live that we don't know who's who in the zoo. But our life is the only way of life where everybody, regardless of what they call themselves, has the same opportunity. The same love and respect. The same destiny. We can't tell people, we can't even tell ourselves that we're the only one who's going to be the new people. The new people is every human being who submits to the will of Allah. That is the new people on this earth. That's the ones who's going to build this model of true believe that there's none but one creator. And we're going to make sure that everybody understands that whether we like it or not, Muhammad is his prophet, the seal of the prophet, and the messenger, an example of all that we are talking about over and over and over again. And you are so right. You can't love hate, though. You can't tell these people they're good 1 minute and then tell them they're a devil the next. Be they whatever color, whatever name they call themselves. The Great Separation. We all heard about that when we was young Muslims. But we have become blind and have forgotten so much because we have got so far away from the basic of what Allah has told us. Salvation is our way to the Jannah, is our way to al-Islam, is our way to al-Halal. But we try to drag every human being, every type of knowledge that is out there, knowing that some of the knowledge out there is by Allah's permission for Satan to use against us. Because we already got the knowledge how to tell him no. Ain't nothing happening. So we pray Allah that this month of Ramadan is coming up. Will he please awaken us enough to see what we already know, to see what we already believe, to appreciate what we already got, and take it and build a model community. We mustn't forget there's almost 3 million acres of land in the United States owned by Muslims. We have a great deal of the money in America owned by Muslims. We have to bring it together, though, ensure in mutual conversation, in consultation with each other, and take accountability of what we do have already. Start to make plans, and that word everybody like you, and start using strategies to wake each other up and see the benefit in putting ourselves together and forget about this doing where Allah done already told us to get away from, and he done told us, I'm not going to let you live in the junior. Why do you think we have so much failure over so many thousands of years? Because we're trying to live with the shaitan and the shaitanic people, the shaitanic way of life, the shaitanic way of food, shelter, clothing, and transportation. And abusing each other.
Family never say what he says.
So inshallah, yes. The answer is always clear. Allah's not making it hard for us to see that. Every year you can hear somebody, some imam, some Juma, where he's telling everybody, and we're relating it on to other people too, you know, that let there come out of you a band of people establishing what is good and forbidding what is wrong. That's all we have to do is just do it. Not complaining. Don't worry about it. We don't need nothing except our future. What we want is in the future. It's not in the past. But that guy said, we don't need no blood diamond money. We don't need no blood money. We don't need this money. That stuff's in the past. The victory's in the future. It's already waiting on. Remember, nothing has touched. It's waiting on the human beings who believe in one God, Allah, and the last day. It's waiting on us. Ain't nobody took it yet. Ain't nobody got it dirty and never that. It's waiting on us. All we got to do is turn around. We've been turned around once when Allah gave Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the new Qibla. But we done turned back around on our own free will for hundreds of years. Not only us here in America today in 2024. Look at the history of the Quran and look at the history of man, and you'll see that we are going the wrong way for help. We expect the slave master to help us or his children to help us when they have lost their own self. You think they going to go in their mansion and give us the same freedom they got? Knowing that their parents will tell them, don't do it. If you do it, we're going to cut you off. You really think that they're going to give us our freedom, justice, and equality? They're going to come back and tell us like they've been saying, I love you, man. I'm sorry, man. But daddy said this. Mama said that. If you do this, man, I'll look out for you. Just pretend like you my slave. Like we've seen in that picture of the message, even in the message. We've seen that picture of the message. Now the brother told that slave to go hide. I might need you later on to pretend like you I set you free. We are a lot more blessed than to be begging for what we already got. Everybody's waiting on it. They wish they had the future we had, especially those who have lost it for 1900. There's been 1900 mujahideen to somebody on this earth. And all those people have rejected and did not want to separate from the hell that they're in. They wanted to try to make it heaven and have failed over and over and over again. No one has done it yet. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is still waiting on his ummah to quit going after the false light and going straight to the, like the moth to the candle. Ramadan's coming up. Don't let this Ramadan creep upon us like we don't know what the hell it is. It's freedom. If we unify our prayer, this is the second pillar. If we can come together and do this month of prayer with nothing major to interfere with, like water, food, sex, We even have enough money, some of us, to where we could have just took a whole 30 days off for the month of Ramadan and told our employers, or if we own our own business, shut it up for 30 days to show the world how strong the believers are. And for 30 days, give all of our attention to Allah, because this is his month. This is what we fast for. This belongs to him, not us. We've got ourselves talking about the benefit of Ramadan. There ain't no benefit of Ramadan for us. This is for Allah. To see if his servants will walk out of this fire and be purified during this month. Be the last month. Just thinking about those who will make it through this month of Ramadan and they really lived it to the best of their ability and become as purified they might have ever been. Allah might call it a wrap. A lot of them. And said, these are the ones who will go to the Jannah without going no fire. Because they took this last month of Ramadan to purify themselves for me. They fasted for me, their creator. And they didn't drink no water. They didn't eat no food. They didn't lust. They didn't talk crazy. They talked about and glorified me for 30 days. These are the true believers. And since Ramadan is all over this earth, it's going to be a month of everybody fasting, all type of people, because of what kind of name Satan has given us. Black, Chinese, yellow. You this, you that. You white, you Caucasian, you this. All these things are artificial natures that Satan has given. These are not the natures that Allah let Adam tell the angels and everybody else who we are. So we pray a lot that don't underestimate this Ramadan. We need to be making a prayer every Maghrib, thanking Allah for the new day of Ramadan, of purification. And we're going to listen to him all day long, boys. We read the Quran, as we talk about Allah, as we do, as we go about our daily life, because we haven't been that free. But I do pray that some of the rich brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, they taking the whole 30 days off. We need their duas. They ain't got nothing to do all day long but read Quran and make dua and feed the homeless in the town. Have an iftar for the poor people. I pray a lot that the believers who got money will do that this month. Be charitable. Look out for the Muslims who ain't got nothing to eat during the month of Ramadan. Look out for the Muslims we see walking the street homeless. Send some money over to Palestine and other places to the believers now, not to Palestine. Don't have to remember that when you say Palestine, it doesn't mean that you're saying Muslim. That's who needs the help. The Muslim first. Save your own soul first, Allah tells us. Because in most cases, you're in the worst condition. Just because you think you got the dunya. Look at all them rich Muslims over there in Ukraine getting killed. That's why that's why Russia chased after them. They run away with Russia's money. The Jews and the Muslim billionaires over there. They want to establish Ukraine and become away from that crazy infidel. Bad. That's why he's attacking them like he's doing. He got the same attitude that Hitler got. He's mad at those corrupt Jews, those corrupt Muslims who are trying to drain and bloodsuck his society. Just like Imam Muhammad told us, that mosque is the root word of mosque is mosquito. That's why the French and them was named masjid, turned it into French and called it mosque now all over the world. God is calling them mosque too, even though we've been educated on what mosque means. The root word of it is mosquito, a bloodsucker in our language, a symbolism. It means the place of the bloodsuckers. This is where the bloodsuckers pray. All they're doing is praying on our society. That's why they hate us, because they think we are the bloodsuckers, because of the hypocrites who are hiding among us, the hypocrites who are attacking the Quran in the translation. And God is saying it's the word of the Quran. Allah said he will protect that Arabia and make sure nobody is free to anybody to come and learn it and see what he says straight from his reality, the creator. And nobody will be able to corrupt it. But we quote in translation like it's the law. And then you go to France and their same words in the Quran are saying a different thing of the translation of it. You go to Germany. You go to another place. And then even right here amongst us, they'll go to another translation. And then we won't pay attention to what Imam Muhammad said. Imam Muhammad said, the new language that you have gotten through Allah, probably from Allah, through my leadership, you'll be able to stay on the straight way because of who you talk to. Can't nobody fool a Muslim not nowadays because why? Because the Mujahideen is inviting everyone to clear truth, just like Prophet Isa did and all the other prophets and messengers of Allah swapped out. I pray Allah that we know that. Nobody can come and fool us. Even the Ali Muhammad told that. He said, the Muslim now there, who can fool you? Nobody. Because we know the language. Because of who and what kind of language they speak. Because we'll be talking to the people in their understanding. Not in their deceptive words and corrupted words that they use to seduce a human being. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon us. May Allah bless us with a Ramadan Mubarak. I mean, back to you, bro.
Long wait, bro. All back. If I got any questions for Brother Muhammad, raise your hand. We got an answer. We should have the question. Here's the question. Anyway, anybody got a question? Okay, we're going to bring... Nobody raised their hand. We're going to bring our sister, Heidi, Lala, up and get some of her special poems for the day.
Okay. Let me see what I have here. Okay, Heidi, let me see what I have.
Man.
Yes, sir. I sound like a... Let's see.
Walaikum as-salam.
Dua for today. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us. May Allah guide us. May Allah give us happiness. May Allah keep us smiling. May Allah grant us Jannah. Amen, amen, amen. Let's see what this one is saying. This one is, good things come to those who believe. Better things come to those who are patient, and the best things come to those who don't give up. Enjoy your day. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wakba.
Here's another dua. Heartfelt duas and warm wishes be with you and your family. May Allah, to what Allah, endless blessings always be with you in your life and your home, wishing you a day filled with Allah's barakat and kareem. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Okay, let's see what else I can share with you all. There's so much to share with you all. And then I...
Okay. Okay, alhamdulillah.
Okay. Yes. What was that? Is that for me? You talking to me?
No, she said before you go, she want to compliment you and your husband on the what y'all presented the other night. You want to compliment them. Okay. You can come say something about you and your husband. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Yes, sir. Thank you much. Okay, let's see. We have another dua. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. In the name of Allah, the word of those who hold fast to Allah. In the speech of those who seek Allah's protection. I seek refuge in Allah, the Exalted, from the injustice of the unjust, and the plot of the jealous, and the oppression of the tyrant. And I praise him above the praise of those who praise him. O Allah, you are the one without partner, and the king without having been made a king. No one opposes you in your decree, and no one rivals you in your kingdom. I ask you to bless Muhammad, your servant and your messenger, and inspire me to gratefulness for your favors in a way which will enable me to reach your pleasures, Allah. Help me through your grace to obey you and adhere to your worship and earn your reward. Have mercy on me by barring me from your disobedience, so long as you keep me alive and give me success to do what benefits me, so long as you let me stay alive. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Allahu Akbar. And then I have a small announcement. It says, we're supporting Israel ongoing humanitarian efforts with $1 million to fund emergency service helping save lives. As one global Walmart team, we share the same values and commitment to our customer members and communities. If these characteristics that strengthen us, especially in difficult times, boycott Walmart. Please forward to whole Muslim community in the U.S. and Canada. Ameen, ameen, ameen. I may even make that come tomorrow. But they always want to give Benjamin all the services, but I'm just getting this in, so he'll have to fuss with me, I guess, because I may say it tomorrow, but let me go on anyway. Alhamdulillah. Okay, here we go. Bismillah. If you have a family that loves you, a few good friends, food on your table, and a roof over your head, you are richer than you think. Ameen, ameen, ameen.
I know that's right.
Okay. Oh, yes. Sir, yes, sir. Then, what's that?
Assalamualaikum, Haji Lala.
Alhamdulillah. Walaikum salam, Haji. How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. I'm good. I want to come with, first of all, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, that witnesses there is no God but Allah, the one and only, creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness the prophet Muhammad is a healed prophet. As-salamu alaykum. I just wanted to on your talk the other night on that other show. What was that? It was 360. It was about marriage, a history when you talk about the marriage and the way you met and the whole scenario. A little short biography of you and your husband's acquaintance. I enjoyed it so much. I really did. I didn't even realize that Dexter was on, but brother Muhammad Sharif came on the blog talk radio show and mentioned to us that there was another show that was on and that the two of you were participating.
Okay.
So wouldn't be on the blog talk radio show. So I said, okay, bitch, brother, be on the blog talk radio show. We'll go on and I'll go on and see if like the blog talk radio show we're on. Somebody stop being so rude. I realized, there was another phone on. I didn't know.
whose it was, but I know it just sounds, you know, rude and bad when you're trying to just say something, not for a few minutes, you know, and then you can't get it in, can't get it through, and you're going to get off the phone. But anyway, I congratulate y'all, and I'm glad I got a chance to hear it. And you have a real rich biography of the beginning of your acquaintance and your marriage and on up until now. And may Allah continue to bless the two of you to be strong in the faith, to be strong in your love for each other and your respect and consideration for each other. I mean. As-salamu alaykum. Did you hear me, Sister Love? Did you hear me, Hodges?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And I'm late.
Yes, I heard you, sis.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What you said. Turn it off.
Yes, I did.
No, still there. You still on?
I think this song is played out. Okay.
I am. I still hear her.
Oh, you still hear her?
Oh. No, she cut one off. As-salamu alaykum.
Somebody else on back on.
I was unable to turn my second phone off, so I turned it down.
Because
I'm having some trouble with it. I just got to take it to the phone company.
Do you have one more poem you want to say?
Oh, yeah. Let me say this one here. This is a dua, and it's for the evening. And let's see, it goes like this. Oh, Allah, you are my Lord. None has the right to be worshipped except you. You created me, and I am your servant, and I bow to your holiness as best I can. I take refuge in you from the evil of which I have committed. I acknowledge your favor upon me, and I acknowledge my sin. So forgive me, for verily none can forgive sin except you. And that dua is benefits. Whoever recites this with conviction in the evening and dies during that night, they'll enter paradise. And whoever recites it with conviction in the morning, dies during that day, shall enter paradise.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. Okay. So let's see what else I can give y'all. When you are in need, I can say that. Let's see. My Lord, truly I am in need of whatever good that you bestow on me. I mean, yes, sir. Al-Akasa 28:24. There's another one for praising Allah. Let's see who this says here. Allah, possessor of the kingdom, you give the kingdom to whom you will, and you take the kingdom from whom you will, and you endure with honor whom you will, and you humiliate whom you will. In your hand is the good. Verily, you are able to do all things. You make the night to enter into the day, and you make the day to enter into the night. Increase and decrease the hours of the night and the day during winter and summer. You bring the living out of the dead, and you bring the dead out of the living. And you give wealth and substance to whom you will without limit, measure or account. Surah Al-Imran 3:26-27. Amen.
Can you close it out with a prayer, Sister Haji Lala, please?
Yes, let's see what I'll say. Holy Bilal Mirshaytan Rajim. Bismillah, Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rahman Rahim. Rahman Rahim. Malaki Yomadin. Yakana Buruwa, Yakana Sahin, Itinasa Sadatu Mufakin, Suratu Lazina Nata Alehim, Graham McDubi Alehim, Walador Ale.
Amen. Allah bless us all.
Yes, sir.
On the lifeline, inshallah.
Inshallah. Allah remember Allah, Allah remember you.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, they got the land. Well, they got the land. Diane. Diane.